Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Tomorrow, Democrats in Kentucky will pick a candidate to challenge Republican Senator Mitch McConnell in November. Retired Marine fighter pilot Amy McGrath has raised tens of millions of dollars and was coasting to a likely win in the primary. But after recent protests over police violence, a black state representative named Charles Booker has seized the moment. Ryland Barton from Kentucky Public Radio reports.
Amy McGrath had a bumpy rollout to her campaign last July. She said in an interview that she would have voted to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court and then reversed her position within hours. And in interviews, she said things that came off as supportive of President Donald Trump, like on MSNBC when she accused Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of getting in the way of the president's agenda.
The message that the things that Kentuckians voted for Trump for are not being done. He's not able to get it done because of Senator McConnell.
McGrath's opponents have accused her of being a pro-Trump Democrat. In a recent online forum, she said her words are being twisted just because she would work to find common ground with the president.
Wouldn't you want that in a candidate? And I said specifically with regards to prescription drug prices that this current president has said was important to him. Wow, it's important to me too.
McGrath has an impressive resume as a retired Marine fighter pilot and foreign affairs advisor in Congress. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer courted her to run against McConnell, and the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee endorsed her, helping her raise a staggering $41 million so far. But there are nine other candidates in the race, and recent protests over racism and police violence have suddenly made 35-year-old State Representative Charles Booker a much more familiar name to voters.
We are your family, too! When you take that suit off, you're my family, too!
Here's Booker at a Black Lives Matter rally earlier this month, talking about police who had been clashing with protesters.
And understand, instead of being adversarial, instead of being confrontational and lining up like you're ready to beat us over the head, lock arms with us, demand accountability from even your colleagues and law enforcement, demand justice with us.
Louisville has become one of the focal points of the national protest movement because of Breonna Taylor, a 26-year-old emergency room worker who was shot to death by police serving a no-knock warrant at her apartment in March. And Booker has been present at the protests. He's been tear-gassed, he's been giving speeches, and at times he's been acting as a liaison with city leaders. And McGrath hasn't.
We're in the middle of a pandemic, so we also have to look at, you know, is that the place to be right now?
Booker's recent surge helped him raise $2.4 million since the beginning of June, three times the amount he had raised the entire campaign so far. He's also landed endorsements from state party leaders, as well as Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. But the question is whether Booker has the momentum to overcome McGrath, especially because Kentucky expanded mail-in voting and many people cast their ballots early. Al Cross is a longtime political journalist in Kentucky. He says it's possible, especially because Black Lives Matter demonstrations that have taken place in small towns across the state.
There is a substantial vote out there among white folks who think black folks deserve a better deal. And Booker is the candidate of those people.
The winner of tomorrow's primary will still have an uphill battle in Kentucky, where President Trump still remains extremely popular. Mitch McConnell has hitched himself to the president, and though the senator's approval rating is underwater in the state, it was in 2014 as well. He ended up winning that race by 15 points. For Here and Now, I'm Ryland Barton in Louisville.